this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 18th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning in order to encourage people all over the world who either listen to this podcast or, in most cases, read the material in its various formats. Brooksine was with me this morning and helped me to edit the message as well as write a prayer, but she's not feeling well, got sort of a headache, so she stepped out. So you'll be hearing my voice through this entire podcast again. And I mentioned this yesterday when she was out with our daughter as well for a routine doctor's appointment. Today's message is titled, God is Not Unjust. The scripture text is a wonderful passage from Hebrews 6, verse 10. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. Sometime back, I received a note from a pastor friend who lives in Northern California in Marin County, across the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco. This is a geographically beautiful region of the country, but it's not noted for receptivity to the gospel. Having spent some time there and having preached in fact, his brother's church, I've sensed the spiritual darkness he regularly deals with. He shared personally about his ministry challenges and the discouragement of serving our Lord in an area like this. He asked Brooksine and me to pray for him, and we have. Sometimes specific verses of Scripture become real to us in most memorable ways. About 15 years ago, I went on a short-term mission trip to Fusagusuga, Colombia. That's a city about 50 miles south, as I recall, of Bogota, the capital. I assisted a local church in a construction project along with several other team members. I also had the opportunity to preach to the national believers through a translator. One of my most memorable affirmations of a message in my entire ministry is when the pastor said to his congregation following my message, "Perfecto." Well, I don't know what to understand Spanish, but I knew what he meant. Although my message was far from perfect, I was so heartened by the comment. The final night, we gathered in the National Pastor's Home for a special meal. He expressed his gratitude to the mission team for coming and helping with the project. Through a translator, the Spanish-speaking pastor shared the daily verse with great earnestness, and it's meant a great deal to me ever since. Although I'd surely read the verse prior to this, it was at this time this scripture really became special to me. I'll read it again. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. Most of you who are reading this are involved in some type of service for the Lord, or in this case, listening to the podcast. You are working for the Lord and showing your love for Him as in a variety of ways you help His people and continue to help them. That's the very heart of ministry. Some of you are in vocational ministry, such as my friend in California. Many others are faithfully ministering as dedicated lay people in such a great variety of ways. Anyone involved in ministry knows that one of Satan's most vicious and persistent attacks upon the servants of Christ is discouragement. That's why I value the opportunity to encourage on an ongoing basis. Today's verse offers much encouragement. Let's just look at the first part. God is not unjust. Did you get that? He's not unfair. So much discouragement ultimately stems from a failure to accept God's justice and fairness. He truly does everything well, although we may not understand until the other side. Remember, the entire scope of God's plan will not be fulfilled nor revealed on this side. He will not forget your work, it goes on to say. Fellow servant, you may feel unappreciated, rejected, taken for granted, you name it. But God's word says He will not forget your work. I want to hide these truths deep in my heart today, and I'm sure that you will want to as well. Be encouraged this day as you continue to serve Christ faithfully. I'll read Brooksine's prayer right now, then I have a couple of other notes, and then a final prayer that I've written this morning. Brooksine's prayer is related to the message and our desire that we see our brothers and sisters encouraged. She writes, and we pray, Jesus, I find reassurance and encouragement when I realize my labor for you is not in vain. You see my heart and equip me to carry out the mission of helping your people. Help me not to look at others for affirmation, since that could lead me to vacillate in my calling. Instead, you bless me as I am faithful to you and steadfast in my commitment to help others. Help me to not rely on just the immediate results, but rather to recognize that you are storing up treasures that will only be revealed in heaven. Amen. How I appreciate Brooksine's thoughtful prayer. She'll often spend a half hour or even an hour on these relatively short prayers. I tend to write a lot faster, but she takes that part very seriously. And I know if you're listening this morning, particularly July 18th, we pray she will be feeling better soon. Her website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Of course, the name of her ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. On the website today, we have a photo taken in our front flower area. It's a scarlet celosia, also known as a coxcomb. I especially enjoy taking this picture and the brilliant, seemingly luminescent red color you will see if you choose to go to the site. It's on the site either today, July 18th, or if you just back up on the archive to that date. I took the picture late in the afternoon, probably maybe a half hour before the sunset, and actually got down on the ground and real close, and thus you have that apparent luminescence. Well, we continue to pray for the situation in the Middle East. A resource that I have found very helpful is the website of the Mission Network News, which provides current news in regard to the work of Christ all around the world. I have a link to that website on our site today. You can also subscribe to a free daily email update, similar to Daily Encouragement Net, which has the latest news and prayer requests. Today's message encourages prayer regarding the staff of a ministry in Lebanon and actually deals with the issue of discouragement. Finally today, I want to offer a prayer for the situation in the Middle East. It's a bit blunt. As Brooksie and I prayed a little while ago, it was what I found myself verbalizing. I want to do it again today in print and through this podcast. Lord, strengthen, protect, and encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ in all the areas impacted by war, regardless of nationality. Especially help those involved in ministry as they seek to let their light shine in a very hard and dark place. I pray for all regular people, unbelieving people, regardless of religion, who just want to live in peace. Of course, I do pray for their salvation through trusting in Christ. And Lord, I ask you today to confound, destroy, and bring to naught the work of the evil terrorists who are blinded by a demonic religious system. I recall in Scripture when your people were surrounded by enemies bent on destroying them, and how you set ambushes against them and they destroyed each other rather than your people. Perform a mighty miracle of deliverance, I pray. Amen. That chapter in the Bible where I referred to, I preached on Sunday night, is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The entire chapter is just fascinating. Sounds like a contemporary history in many, or contemporary events in many ways. There's a link to that chapter in the online Bible Gateway if you choose to read it. Of course, you can read it in your own Bible as well. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged.